The Seder this week, Pashas Balak. In the end of the Seder, beginning, we have a nice Balak. Harasha wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. So he hired Bilam Harasha to Makalan them. Bilam Harasha was a Navi. Mufashim say that they should have made one Navi by the Muslim, by the Goyim. They shouldn't complain that they don't have a Navi. They have a chance also. And Bilam was known, he had the crafty Makala. So he hired him to give a call. And Bilam Harasha, of course, wanted to give a call. He said he wanted to give a call, but he knew the facts. The facts were that he told, well, he could only say what the Eivishah puts in his mouth. And that was nice. He tried to give a call, and Eivishah put in his mouth a bracha. He ended up giving a bracha. Bol got upset, of course, so Bilam said, we'll try from maybe a different angle. He thought it would work. He went to a different place, with the clay from a different angle, and again, he gave a bracha. And then he said, he tried a third time, he went to a third place, and again he tried to give a call, and Eivishah only let him give a bracha. So there it says that Yicha Ach Bilam. Bilam got angry at him. At Balak, he told him, I hired you to curse them. Hini brachta zeshal shpam, and three times to give a bracha. So Bilam answered him back, reminded him, I said I can only do what David should put in my mouth. But Bilam Rasha gave him an eitzah. He goes, between me and you, I'll give you advice. I'll give you an eitzah. And Rashi brings down a little more of the inside conversation. He says, the lashon that Bilam Rasha told him was, and lokeim sho'ein usin zima. The Eibishta of these people, the Eibishta of these Yidden, he hates Zima. Zima is Znus, Pitzus, Yimachshu the Yidden in Zima, and then you win. Then you win. Balak took the advice, he sent a nice Midian, and the Yidden, Achron's son, Bechayti, with a nice Moyev, and the Magetha started. And then the Torah says that, and part of the there was one of the Nesim, one of the Rashi called Zimri, was Zima, Bethesia, and Pilchus went and did the mitzvah Kanaim Pagan Boy. So in the mitzvah Kanaim Pagan Boy, he went and he killed Zimri. And the Torah says, the Eibishter said that Pilchus Heshev is Hamasi, he stopped the Magefa. And that's how the pasuk continues in the following set of Pashas Pilchus, Voice of Risk Kunis Oilam, that he gave, the Eibishter gave, the Eibishter gave Pilchus. And the schuss of this mitzvah, Pinchas became a kohen. So Rashi explains that Pinchas really was already the name of Kol Aharon HaKohen. He was the greatest of Aharon HaKohen. Pinchas was Ben-Lazar of Aharon HaKohen, so why wasn't he a kohen automatically? So Rashi explains, when Kahuna started, when David the first gave Kedushas Kahuna to Aharon HaKohen, Aharon was not born a kohen. Aharon was given Kedushas Kahuna, was given by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, when David Shem made Aaron Lubonov Kahanim, it was only Aaron Lubonov. Because Aaron, at that time, Aaron had four sons. Elozav Yisam and Nadav Aviyu. David Shem made Aaron and Elozav Yisam and Nadav Aviyu Kahanim. But their children that were born before that, they were not Kahanim. And Pinchas was born before that. Now, once Aaron and Lubonov became Kahanim, now, they're Kahanim, any children they had after that would be Kahanim. And that's the Dari Daris of Kahanim that we have. Everyone was born from Allah's Yisam, another of you, after they became Kahanim. Aaron HaKohen, I don't think, had any more sons, if you look at Tanakh. But the children that were born before, Moshe Pinchas, he wasn't a Kohen. So that's what the Torah is saying, that Pinchas got the Matnas Kuna, got the source of being a Kohen, because of this mitzvah of Kohen Pagamai. I'm thinking that even though the Torah says that Pinchas became a Kohen because of this mitzvah of Kohen Pagim, I think it's also only because he was the grandson of Aharon HaKohen. If he wouldn't have been a grandson of Aharon HaKohen, if he would have been somebody else, I don't think he would have been given kahuna just because of this mitzvah. Because to give kahuna to someone from a totally different mishpacha would be taking away from Aharon. When kahuna was given to Aaron, it was given exclusively to Aaron and his family. If you give kahuna to a different family, you're taking away some matnas kahuna. This way, all matnas kahuna goes only to Aaron and his family. All truma and all matnas kahuna, chavdar matnas kahuna, chaz v'shoeg, all the matnas kahuna. And the avoid the smithish is strictly to Aaron. If you give it to someone else, you'd be taking, it's not right, it's to Aaron and Cain in a way, it would be taking away from him. That's why...
Then the children also would have
been. That's right.
Okay, so then it's not so
cool.
It's true,
but I think it's only because he's also, and that's why, if Pinchas was from a different family, I think the Eibishter would give him a different tzchak. He needed to get a schar for the Kohen Poimim, he would give him something else. The reason why he got this schar of becoming a Kohen is also only because he's an Ein Kohen. This way it's not taking away from Aaron. Aaron and the Kohen probably doesn't mind. Okay, really it was only given to Aaron and Bonav and the ones that were born after they became Kohanim. But if you want to add one more, Pinchas, who was also from Elazar, from Aaron and Kohen, that's not taken away from Aaron and Kohen. There's in the news a while ago, there's a Talmud Gezach in Chochmogim Tamin that they know how to look at genes and DNA. It's microscopic, but every person has something miyuchad to him, genes, and there are also matching things in families. They can see very close similarities, I think, the brothers and sisters. And they found something they call it the Goyim, they call it the Kohen gene. They found a certain gene that every Kohen they checked has that gene, and anyone who's not a Kohen does not have it. And it's a Moed HaKadosh Hashem, it's something that shows the Al Messiah is true, that anyone who has a Kohen has this, if he gets tested, he has this gene, the Kohen gene. So it shows it's a Moed HaKadosh Hashem to show Al Messiah that these people all have some sort of relation, the Chacham Ogeim Taman tells us. They all related, they all come from the same ancestor, they all come from Aaron HaKohen. So over 3,000 years since Aaron HaKohen, we kept the Messiah Shtak, that we all know who's a Kohen. So I saw that the Yisro Yoshev, if you could be Samech on this test to make someone who doesn't know he's a Kohen. Someone never knew he was a Kohen, he does a test and he sees he has the Kohen gene. Can you say Bechas Kohen? We don't know if we mean of a Kohen. Can he get the first Aliyah and Laning? Does he have it in Kohen based on his Kohen gene? What? And maybe they would break it down from the father. Maybe they would, you know, there's the Y and the X chromosome. Maybe it's the paternal genes and maternal genes. Maybe it's a paternal gene. Yeah, they break it down. Maybe they could test Kahanasin also for that family, but they could test it. Right. This place for the Shemus, obviously they're able to break it down only from the father. So the Sefer Yoshua said no. He said, the halacha, a kohen is only someone as a messiah from his father, from a father to son, he's a kohen. We don't go with these nine mises for genes. So I was thinking that there's another reason why you should not rely on the kohen gene, is because the same way Pinchas was born before the Bnei Aaron became Kohanim, Mistam, there were other children born to Elazar B'Samma. Another view, the Torah doesn't talk about them, but Mistam, there was other children born before they became Kohanim, and they never became Kohanim, but they're also in the Enoch of Aaron. So they would also have that gene that they snuff from Aaron.
So you said they have a Kohen gene.
What? The Kohen gene is telling you came from Aaron, but we were explaining that Rashi says only Aaron the one of became Kohanim. Any children that were born before Matan Torah, for example, Pinchas was also Ben Elazar than this is a Kedushas Kuna. The gene is not showing Kedushas. The gene is showing they came from Aaron HaKohen. Every person has specific genes. Every person has specific genes. All children from a common ancestor will have that common gene. And every Kohen has this common gene. There's this one common ancestor. So that would be another reason. And another time is Charedim Rabbi Chalolim. I think a Cholol, just because he's a Cholol, he will still have that gene. He's knowing that from Yisrael Kahuna, from Bias Yisrael Kahuna, he's a Cholol. And he does. And Charedim Cholol does not get Chayr doesn't get Rishon either, doesn't get the first Aliyah either. So just because someone has the Kohen gene, maybe he's a Chol. That's another reason we may have to rely on that. But just Agavucha about the new DNA in the Yoshev, I happened to see, actually I heard on the telephone.
Maybe someone doesn't have it, should be able to pass it.
And the Yoshev said we don't go by genes. We go, and in this story he said we don't go by, I'm going to tell you different mice, the Yoshev did rely on DNA. After the Twin Towers, Chamon Son fell, there were never Chidin in the building that were killed by the Ratzchim, and there was a Shining of Agunas, because Chamon Son, anyone that died in the Twin Towers, there was no body was found. And we know to be Mati and Isha, that Mati and Agunas, Mati and Isha, her husband died, you have to have Edus on a Guf Mess, and Edus must be able to be made that this was her husband, on this Guf Mess, and this dead body was her husband, to be Mati and Isha. And these people in the Twin Towers, Chamon Son, there was no guf mess. What the police did have was the chonson, they gathered up many evarim. They gathered up some organs they found on the ground that weren't completely, some people completely, not chonson burnt or crushed, and then you wouldn't have no hetta, but there were some people that they did find certain body parts. And they gathered up all the body parts and they tested for DNA, And then they told all the people that suspected that, that knew they had a Hanson people in the, even Goyim Havel, that had people in the Twin Towers, they told them, bring us a toothbrush or something with that DNA. And they took from all the people that were supposed to be willing the DNA, and they matched it to all the DNA of the body parts they found. And that's how they were able to identify at least a large number of the people who had definitely died in that building. So Shaila was, is this enough to be matir in Eishes Ish? No lacha. So there's a Beis Din that was convened in America.
It's not the tziruf that they knew everything about.
But someone on a boat, and you know the boat crash, you have to see that you only there's Mishnayis and Yivamis, and the Yivamis, you have to. You have to aid this on the first night drowned. You have to see the goof mess. No, you can't just be mad at the gun and knowing someone went to that building that day.
No,
no,
but you know
the
went there, you have to believe in it. Then you have to see it.
Okay, okay, okay. So, is all this enough? What?
Is this the only
No, they went, well, yeah, obviously, this is the story. This is the case. You know, he went to work then and he didn't come back. And but the mice, he cannot be mad at someone. There were people that had made phone calls to the wives right before and said goodbye with one son, but it's not enough to be matir until you have a dead body. And here, the only dead body we have is this DNA. Is that enough? So the Beis Din in America, one of the, I think the Av Beis Din, the Rosh Av Beis Din was a Bilyon Levin. A guy in a Bilyon Levin, Tam Chacham here in Lakewood, one known Tam Chacham from Yeshiva many years, more recently the Rosh Kailo of Cheshem Rishu Eben Ezra. And they got together and they passed in the Shaila. And before they gave a final psak, they had a phone conference with Rabbi Yashiv. And Rabbi Eliyahu Levin invited his kollel was learning that's Mana Gunis, and he invited his kollel to come and listen in on the conference call with Rabbi Yashiv. And I knew some of the Chevei kollel, and they told me that's Mana, they were learning my Sefer on Shus Kivega, Biyachis Vegev, on some Shuvas and Agunis, they were using it on Simuk of Zion, other Shuvas, and they invited me to come along. So I got to sit in, the conference call was in the yeshiva's office, one of the offices, or Baron Cutler's office, a very nice office, if you've ever been there, it was only there once. He had a nice phone system. And he had a doctor also. They had a doctor who was saying Avis on the line. The doctor didn't speak Yiddish or Brit, so they had an interpreter for the doctor. And Rabbi Yashiv got understood, seemed to understand most of his English, and we all seemed to be listening in. So it started out, when Leon Levine started to present the Shaila, and he started to say Shtetl Torah in the Oymek HaSugya, and Rabbi Yashiv cut him off, and he says, now's not the time for Torah, he didn't want to hear any Shtetl Torah, so let's get to the facts. And Rabbi Yashiv asked him, his first Shaila was, and he wanted to get this to the doctor that was giving professional testimony, he asked him, is DNA more than one in a thousand, that there's no one else with the same DNA, or is it less than one in a thousand? The reason Rabbi Yashiv asked 1,000 is a Gemara, it's in the end of, it's in Eimut Tzis, it's also the end of Yevamos, and it's Halacha and Simon Yud Zayin. The Halacha is that if you have a goof mess, and he's not recognizable, let's say from the face is decomposed, and you can't recognize, someone's husband was missing, and they found the goof mess, they found a dead body, they can't recognize him, but there's a simon, like a birthmark on the person that you know her husband has. Is that simon, can you be mati and Eishes Ish based on the simon? The Gemara talks about Simon of the Raisa, Simon of the Rabbanon. So we know Simonim is from a Shabbos Aveda. That's where we know the name Simonim. But maybe it's only by Shabbos Aveda. It applies also to Mati Misha. So the Gemara says, if it's a Simon Garua, and an example of a Simon Garua is the body, the person was short or tall, or he was blonde or redhead, something like that, that doesn't mean anything. Because the short or tall, Aruch, the Katsa, or Balkuma, that's every second person is tall or short. Every third person is tall or short. And blonde here or red here, every third person, every fifth person has red here, has blonde here. That doesn't prove it's him. That could be somebody else. That's called Sima Guru. That's nothing. If it's a Sima Muvik, and it's a Muvik, the place can say is one in a thousand. That's where we got this number from. And the Gemara gives an example, and that gives him a full addition of tooth. If there's a hole that goes through a tooth, it's possible somebody else has that hole. If you'll check more than 1,000 people, maybe you'll find a second person. But one in you're not going to find more than one in 1,000 people with this simon. That's him. Then you know it's him. If it's in between, that's called simon and psoi. What?
Right,
simon guru, simon mubik, is it? And simon and psoi. If it's somewhere in between, it's called simon and psoi. That's where the machoik is in Gemara, and that's where the machoik is poisim. That's not so poshut. So that's what Rabbi Yashiv was asking. This simon of DNA, is this a simon mubik? Is this one in 1,000? Like, you're not going to find one in 1,000 with this same person's DNA. Maybe more, but at least you won't find one in 1,000. So the doctor answers back, it's not even one in 1,000,000. I was surprised. I thought it wouldn't even be one in a billion. I thought DNA is more exact than that. But he said, no, maybe more than one in a million, you will find somebody with the same DNA, because it's not broken down to every detail. You'll find someone with the same DNA, but one in a million you won't find. So the Yosha said, okay, that's good enough. That's a similar mubik that it said. But the second shang of the Yosha asked is, what was the Ava that they tested? Was an Ava Shemashama Tzoliboy. The din is, for to be Mati and Aguna, if you find an Ava Shemashama Tzoliboy, the example given is, in a Kugel Maila, in the times of Gemara, at least, if a person has leg chopped off from a certain point, high up, you can't see, he doesn't survive it. He cannot survive it. And if he had, let's say, a shoe on it or something which we can identify that this leg was this person's leg, and then the Shama Tuyaboy, and it was his, then she's Mutta. So, same thing over here. This Ava that we know was his, the DNA was the semen, was that an Ava Shama Tuyaboy? So, they told him that it was a spleen. But they didn't find all Avarim, they found a spleen that matched this Ashish's husband's DNA. And Yashavias is the spleen of Yevish and Hashem Tzoliboy. So Dr. answered, he said that in the optimal conditions, if you remove a spleen under surgery, a person can't survive. A person can survive. But if a spleen came out of the body, not in the hospital, and the same thing that took the spleen out would kill the person. It's not Shayach, a guy from a bully, that the spleen came out, that he should survive that. Okay, I mean, I don't want to say more than what I heard. And this was enough of a Yashiv. A Yashiv was Mati basis, which is really, I think, a Moedig Chidush Halacha. I don't think it says anywhere. We find an Avish Nasham Batluyaboy. You have to find the face, the heart, or the lungs, or something that the person cannot live without. Over here, he's admitting that it's Ava with Shein Hashem Batluyaboy. He's admitting that it's an Ava that a person could live without. But he's saying a Chidush, since the own, it's not possible for it to be removed under such conditions. So I'm telling you, the person.
No.
This way, I'm just saying over the way it was said.
Nobody can
survive. Okay. I'm just telling you the way it was said. This is the way it was said. And the third shayla of the Yeshiva yesterday was: is it possible that the police switched the toothbrushes for some reason? Maybe they're telling you that this lady's husband's DNA matches the spleen, but maybe they switched the toothbrushes and they put a different name on it, and that toothbrush with this lady's husband's name is really somebody else's DNA, and it's some other guy that matches it. Maybe her husband is not this spleen, from this Ava, and maybe he took off. Is that possible? So the doctor, he was, I think, involved in the case. And he was made, he testified, said that he can't answer that question. Obviously, it is possible, but he can't say there's no reason for the police to do that. He can't imagine any reason for the police to do such a thing. So Yosha basically said, okay, basically we could be the Goyim Anema Mesech Vitoimim. They're not coming to be Mati Neshus Ish. They're just coming to identify for their own records who was in the building at the time, who was next to we could be made. And basically, after that, it was very short, few questions, just like that, on the phone, Yosha was Mati Neshus Ish. You would think it would be a whole complicated thing, but no, just like this, and that's not Mati Neshus Ish. So basically, here's a case where he did rely on DNA, to be Mati Neshus Ish, but to create a Kayin, the Yosha does not want to rely on the Kayin gene. So again, they say the story that Yosha said to Naya Meister, we have to have Messiah, but I'm thinking other reasons he can't rely on the Kayin gene, because like we're saying, this Kiddush, that maybe he's a Kayin from a different son of Aaron, from before Matan Neskuna happened. That just because the Enoch of Aaron does not mean that you're a Kayin, the same way Pinchas was not a Kayin, if he wasn't Zeicher to it with this chus of Kayin Vagamai. On this pasuk, Pinchas became a Kayin. Chayin says again, he is a species shalom. The Gemara says in Kedushin that some Chavam Adays in the beginning of Ayma, Vav the Shalom Ketiyah He. Ketiyah is Kuf Tes Yudayin He. The Vav of the word Shalom is cut off. Is cut. Ketiyah L'Chayim means cut. It's interesting to know exactly what is the Tzura of the Vav Ketiyah. How exactly do we cut it? And when we get to Pashas Minchas next week by Mincha and Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, on Shabbos, if you want to walk up to Sefer Torah and soap and give a look at the Vav Shalom, you'll see something interesting. You'll see a little slit in the Vav. So Kivega in the Tshuva, Siman Ayin Hey, was asked by a Sefer, it seemed that there were different Menhagim and people were making this Vav Ketiyah different ways, and somebody asked Kivega, on the Maisa, how do you make a Vav Ketiyah? So Kivega answered back that the Pashas Haish Vav Ketiyah is that it has a little cut in it. And he said, most of the Torahs are doing like the Artur. The Artur is the Kadmon, that seems to be a very big safe on important safe on Safras. This Kadmon, and the Artur shows a picture of it. He says, the slit is done on top of the Vav. The way it comes out looking, I have a picture of it if you want to look, it comes out looking like a little Yud, and then the little split, and then the vav continues. That's the vav ketiyah. And the Gemara has a drasha on this, by the Gemara has a more than a drasha. This is where we are now. Since there's the vav of Hini Nes and Abishi Shon, the Gemara says the vav ketiyah, that the vav is cut, we dash as if the vav is not there. And we dash in the word shalom as if it says shalem. And we dash from here, kishu shalem, he's oivid, the loy kishu chasla, not when he's a vamum. This is the mocha that vamum is pasuk avayda. The whole mocha is from this pasuk. Shalom means pashut peace, or unless you shalom. But if you take away the vav, the word is shalem, the Gemara dashkin is kishu shalem, the kain is only, and we know from this pasuk, we're to kahanim. This is the whole mocha that a vamum does not do avayda. So, moy de galacha. So Shaila again was, what exactly is the tzura of the Vav Ketiyah? So Ketiyah brings down from the Atayr that the Vav Ketiyah means it had a little split in it, and the split was on top, so it looked like a yud, and then it continued after that. But if Ketiyah is Meir, if you look in the Bein B'chai, in Pashas Pinchas, it's not mashing in that way. The Bein B'chai, he writes a Loshin that the Vav Ketiyah is above the Ira, is a small Vav. So Kreg is medayik, that sounds like from the Ben Machai that you don't make a pesachot in it, you make a small vav, just a small vav, that's the way the Vav Ketiyah is written. The Kreg asked, that's not the Lashon of the Gemara, the Gemara doesn't say vav zir, the Gemara doesn't say vav ketana, small vav, the Gemara says vav ketiyah, a cut vav. A cut vav sounds like the Atayr. So Kreg gives his back, no, it could be the Lashon of cut also is the Lashon of a small vav, and the Kreg gives two rights to it. One is the Mishnah Shabbos, the Samachayim Aveyah, the Gemara says, Hakiteya, someone of one son who has a cut foot, an amputated leg, Yesu Bakapshala, he goes out with his cop, with his stick. I mean, in the old days, I think you see, like in the old pictures of the pirates, when they had that leg removed, they have like a little wooden piece there. That's the way Hakiteya, someone of one son, lost part of his leg, they would stick a peg, like a piece of wood in, and the Mishnah says in Shabbos, that's not called Haitzah. The Kiteya, the person missing leg, is allowed to walk out on Shabbos. So, what's the Kiteya? The Kiteya has his foot cut off, but it doesn't mean a split and then the foot continues. It means it's just cut off. And it's a shorter leg. The same thing, Vav Kiteya can mean a short Vav. The bottom part is cut off, it's cut off completely. The way Rabbeinu B'chai learns, it's a Vav Zira.
And how can you say that the Vav Kiteya is
Where? Well, look at Rashi and think there's a bit strong. Is Rashi being done? Kishu Shalim Bolek Kishu Chasa? I think more dash is up from here, from this pasuk also.
I don't know, it must be for a different meaning, but
that's the Hakim? Okay, maybe it goes on a... Where it goes on a chinus, Matnus Kahuna. Yeah, I have to see. Anyway, but then
yes. I have to
see it again. But we're also going from here. But we're getting back to the tzura of Ketiyah. Then Kiviga brings another raya that Ketiyah could be a lashon of cut and there's nothing remaining after that. From lashon of the Gemara Numa that Yudal and other places talks about Yeledes Mukatoyim, a woman who gives birth in less than 9 months. The Gemara calls it Yeledes Mukatoyim. She says Yeledes to cut off months from her pregnancy, from Yimei Hirayim. So the Rosh Kivega says, you see that the Lashon of Kiteya could be something cut off and there's nothing continuing after that. So first Kivega is the Kasha of Rebbe Bachai, how could you say that Vav Kiteya means Vav Zira, means a small Vav. It's cut the way the Atari says. It has a cut and a slit and then it continues. But the Kivega brings these three rayas that Kiteya can mean cut and nothing continues after that. You have both. You mean you have both?
A regular typical bob that got cut looks like a yud now. It wouldn't be a bob. It would be a yud with a little thing continuing, right?
Right.
So the ones that have a minute to cut a bob, really have been kind of bob also.
The ones that cut it low or higher?
The ones that cut it low.
On the bottom part? We didn't get to that sheet. Right now we only have stuff on two sheets. The third sheet is that the cut is on top, so you have a yud and the vav continues. And the Ben Echim Kivega says, calls the vav the yud a small vav, which Kivega understood to mean just a small vav and nothing underneath that. But Kivega wants to bring a raya that the mashah holds like the Altair, that it's actually a split and it's a yud with the continuing after that, because the mashah and Shlish Yagod, the Sankadushin, he is the kasha on this whole drasha that because it's Vav Ketiyah, it has to be shushalim. We read the word as if there's no vav, and we read the word as shalim, as if there's no vav, and it has to be shushalim, but like a shuchas, not when he's a bombum. So effective mashah, if the vav would be missing entirely, it would be a kriyin ksiv, maybe you could read it as shalim. But here the vav remains. Just because of vav ketiyah, where do you get the word shalim? It's still shalim. It's shalim with a vav ketiyah. Why is the Gemara ignoring the vav just because there's a cut in it? So maybe you say the kasha is not so shver. The fact that the cut tells you to ignore the vav. The mashra bothered him this kasha. So mashra wants to say merdik v'shat. He wants to say the havli above ketiyah kiyud. The vav ketiyah becomes like a yud. The kareen in shlim, and we read it in a ramish. We read it shlim. Shu tagum eshotamim hepech bamum. We read it as if we do read the yud. The mashra learns differently. It's not, you don't take out the vav entirely. You read the vav as a yud. And if you read it as a yud, then in a ramish, in Aramaic, it would be shlim. There's a more than gazak, the Torah recognizes Aramish also. We do find some Aramish, and it was the accepted language in the time of Matan Torah, and Bechal, it's something special about Aramish. We know from other places, and it's in Tanakh also. But basically, the Mashal learns, this Gemara that says, because of Ketiyah, we read as Shalim, does not mean that we ignore the Bav. We keep the Bav as a Yud, and the word is Shlim. And Shlim in Aramish means Shalim. That's the Mashal. So, if the Mashal is saying that the Vav Kati is read as a Yud, how does that work according to the Rin Machai? If it's a Vav Zeir, if it's a small Vav, why would that be a Yud? He says, it's Mashma from the Mashal that he understood like the other Torah, that it was a regular Vav with a slit in it, with a Yud on top and a space on the bottom. And then, because it's a Yud on top, that's where we read like Shlim. That's how the Mashmah is of the Mashal. But then, the Kineg wants to be there for this. He wants to say, well, it's Labdavka. Maybe the Mashal learned like a Ben Bachai, that it's a small Vav. The Surah of Akhti is a small Vav, with no cut in it. And because it's a small Vav, we look at it like a Yud. Just because it's a small Vav. Kineg means Uriah to this. And listen to this more than Uriah. Means Uriah from a Shtukla Soma Moris, on the Rami panel. It's a very Shveha Kabbalah Seif. The Rami panel was from the Grace of Kabbalah, the Talmud of the Rizal. And the Kineg, of course, is Lashon. And it's a few lines, and it's very difficult to read, very cryptic. That's a whole nice, that's how I got someone to explain it to me. I couldn't understand it, but someone explained to me the shtickle, Ramami Pano, in a Soma Moris. He's saying like this. He's going on a post in Pashas Lechacha, where the Torah changed Sarah Aminu's name from Sarai to Sarah. And the Ramami Pano explains Alpi Kabbalah. The Pasuk says, Lysikra Shema Sarai, Kisar Shema, the reason is, Ramami Pano says, is because Ois Yud is a very small ice. It's a double cut, just tipas the ice, it's only a drop of the ice, and because it's so small, Alpi Kabbalah, it's not mesugal for bracha. Ois Yud is not mesugal for bracha. So therefore, the Eibush to change, and he brings down Alpi Kabbalah, that the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei has Yud in it, because Mimal, the Yud is mesugal for bracha. But Mitachas Alpi Kabbalah, in this world, it's not mesugal for bracha. So Sarai, the problem was, she had the name Yud in her name, it's not mesugal for bracha. So therefore the Torah said changes to an ois hay. And ois hay has in it, you know, like a dalet. And a dalet is very mesugal for bracha. So it says the dalet goes chaylach v'shav, it goes horizontal and it goes vertical up and down. It's mesugal for bracha, to mashpia from all sides. It's very good. It's very mesugal for bracha. But then the some Moris is the kasha, and the ois hay, the red of the ois hay is like a little yud. So you have again that no yud, which takes away the koyach of a bracha, which is not musuk of a bracha. So what was the whole mind of changing a name from Sarah to Sarah? So I'll pick up all of them. So explains that even though it's a yud, but because it's connected to a dalet, and the dalet is very musuk of a bracha, it's okay. You know, that's what she had a bracha. That's one teretz. And then he says, which seems to be a second teretz, he says that really that red of the hay is not a yud. It's above the yud. It's above ketiyah. That's the lashon. It's above ketiyah. Which means a small vav. It's a small vav. And a vav is also very mesugal for bracha because it goes up and down, so it's mesugal for bracha. And the fact that it's small is special mesugal for bracha because small shows the midah of anivus, the midah of achna. And a person has the midah of anivus and the midah of achna, he's for sure going to have bracha. And it's a ganz like a bone of the gazach. But Akaponim, the Kriyagin is the key, is wants to say, you know, where do you find the words of Ketiyah? So he told you, we have a Gemara in Kedushin, it's also a Mashah. So being a Bechai in Pashas Tinchus, and he says, in Asur Mamoris, this Kabbalah Sefer, on this Shtikl in Pashas Zachacha, where he refers to that little regal in the hay as above Ketiyah. Now over there, that little regal in the hay is not cut at all. It's mostly because it's a small Vav. So Kveg means derived from there that the Ashram Amaris also holds Vav Ketiyah means a small Vav. And then the Kiveg wants to say, I might think that the Sommar Mercer was saying two truths. First he called it a Yud, and then he said he called it a Vav. So he said it's a Yud, and it's not so bad because it's connected to a Dalla. Then he called it a Vav, and he said it's good, it's very good, because it's a Vav. But Kiveg says it's not two Pshatim, it's all one Pshat. Because this Surah of the Regal of the Hay is one Surah, we know what it is. And the Sommar Mercer is calling it either a Yud or a Vav. The Teretz says, when you have a Vav Zir, when you have a small Vav, you could look at it either like a Yud or a Vav. That's what you see from some of our rest. It could be either a Yud or a Vav. There's a man who wants to say, the Mashah that said that the Vav Keti is read as a Yud, to make the word Shlim, not Shalim, to make the word Shlim, the Mashah, Abdafka, we thought the Mashah is learning like the Torah, that it's obviously a Yud with a cut and it continues. He says, no, it's Abdafka, maybe the Mashah learned like the Ben Bachai. That's a small Vav. And a small Vav can also be looked at like a Yud. Do we see from the Sommar Maris? So, like upon him, we have two pshatim on what a Vav Ketiyah is and how to write in the Sefer Torah this pasuk in the Nesilim we see showing. Agav, the Mashor has his whole shtickle in Chlusha Yagodas, and it bothered me. Why is it in the Chlusha Yagodas, not in Chlusha Halachas? This Gemara is a very strong halachic Gemara. First of all, it's telling you how to write a Sefer Torah. When you write a Sefer Torah, you make the Vav, how to make the Vav. Is it the Mashor is explaining it. Second of all, like we said, from this drasha, we're dashing from this vakatiya, kishushoni v'lek mishuchasas, the pasul ba'amun. So, l'chay should be in chidush shei halachas. We know the Mashiach used to have two svarim, one chidush shei halachas, one chidush shei halachas, they fit them all together with different ice, it's called different fanta, small fanta, small ice. Well, first should be in chidush shei halachas. But upon them, these are the two shitas. One pshad of vakatiya is that it should be slit on top, with a little yud, and then continued on. If that, the other shot is no, you just make a small vav. And then Kivega brings down, he found one other person says like the, one of the Rishon says like the Arteria, he says no one else speaks about this. It explains exactly what the two of the vav is, except the Rizvav. The Rizvav and Kedushin does bring down that some people were making it above the Zira, were making it a small vav, I guess they meant to be in Bachai. And the Rizvav says, you have to fix all those sifitaris, that's not the right way to do it. He says, the Vav Ketiya means it has a slit in it. That's the Rizvav's Lashon. Lashon is, Vav Desham Ketihi, near is up to Rizvav, perish a curse in time, there's a slit in it. The Eloi, have a name as Zitahi. If not, the Gemara should call the Vav Zira. What? Yeah, he says, that's the Vazlashim. In other words, people doing it like the Rebbein Bachai. Right. Kirege answered his kasha of why would the Gemara call Vav Ketiyah and not Vav Zir? Kirege answered that Vav Ketiyah can refer to something that's small and even though it doesn't continue. He said, we find that by Ketiyah's Kashanai and the Gemara's Bukatayim, we find that Lashon. But the Rebbein understood, like the Kashan, Vav Ketiyah, cut, it sounds like there's a cut and it continues. But the figure does say that from the Rebbein, it's not Muchach where the cut is. The figure says, this that the Atari says, the cut on the top bothers him. Because the nice, so that would be a Yud. That would be a Yud, and with a little ink underneath it, with a space a little ink underneath it. It says, more Mustafa, the Kvega says, Masar, that the cut, you make a small Vav, and then you make a little cut, and then you continue the Vav. So the Shem knows where the cut should be. So Kvega is saying, there are three pshatim. One pshat is, it's not a small Vav, like the Ben Machai. And another pshat is that it's a regular Vav with a cut in it, to make a little space, and according to the Torah, the space is on top. So it's on top, so it's a Yud and it follows through. And Kvega says, the Rizvah is not clear. The Rizvah just says that there's a cut, and it's from Stavah from Kvega, the cut was on the bottom. And it's interesting that all the Sipitari today is doing like with Kvega. They're doing like with Kvega, not like this Kadmon. And Kvega is just saying in Masara that the cut should be on the bottom. So you make like a small block in a little space, and then you continue a little ink. Continue the okay, there's more in this tshuva, gets a little more lomdish and a little more halachadik, but Mitzvah will continue next time. Next Sunday is Tainus, Shavas Batamas Nitzchas, which we won't have regular Chabura, and we'll, the following Sunday, after Pinchas, we'll continue this in here. Shkar.